Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. July 27, 2021. From the Day of Love to Purim. Question: is there a difference between the Day of Love and Purim? Both speak of the final correction. Which of them is the most final? Answer: the most final is Purim. Tabav, the Day of Love, and Purim exist in polarity, opposite each other. Achieving correction on Tabav, 15th of Av, leads to the fact that we have the celebration of Purim. The 15th Av is a connection on the spiritual level and Purim is a connection on the physical level. Physical means connection not at the bodily level of our world, but in the desires themselves. From Cab TV's Spiritual States. Day of Love, Tubav. My new article on LinkedIn, Controlling the World's Oxygen Flow. Imagine how you would feel if one tiny nation controlled the global water flow. If it closes the valve, the water stops running all over the world and everything dries up and dies. If it opens it, everyone can hydrate themselves. Now imagine how you would feel if the tiny nation controlled not the world's water supply, but the world's oxygen supply. If it closes the valve, everyone suffocates. If it opens it, the world can breathe. In times when that nation closed the valve, would you bless it? Would you love those people or would you hate them and want to somehow get rid of them? If we look at the world through the eyes of our sages, from the days of the Torah, some 35 centuries ago, through the days of the prophets, the kings, the writing of the Book of Zohar, the Mishnah and Talmud, and all the many sages that have written countless books about the people of Israel and its position in the world, we will find one thing in common: we are that tiny nation. When we open the valve, the world can breathe, drink, and live easily and peacefully. When we close the valve, the world suffocates, dries up, and hates us for it. We don't do it on purpose, of course. We don't think of the world, we think of ourselves. In fact, we think only of ourselves, and that is exactly the problem. We are so concentrated on ourselves that we cannot stand each other, and our division closes the valve for the flow of brotherhood and friendship in the world. In other words, our division, our mutual hatred, spreads hatred throughout the world. It reflects on people's relationships with one another, makes them clash with one another, and then they blame us for their woes. We may not feel that we are causing their collisions, but they do. When they accuse us of being responsible for all the wars, as actor and filmmaker Mel Gibson once ranted, they're not just venting anger, they mean it very deeply. Even when they don't say it, they still think so. This has been the case with the Jewish people for more than 30 centuries, and it will never change. Our only hope of mitigating the world's wrath toward us is if we do what they expect: take responsibility for the world's wars, make peace among ourselves, and let this brotherhood, which we have not been able to establish for the past 2 millennia, shine its light throughout the world and heal it. We have given the world numerous gifts. There is no area where we do not excel. We are world leaders in science, culture, economy, art and literature, and every area of human engagement. Still, the world hates us. The only thing for which it does not hate us is the motto we have bequeathed to the world: love your neighbor as yourself. If it has any grievances against us in this regard, it is that we are not realizing this motto in our own society. The Jewish people formed a unique nation. Until the establishment of our peoplehood, and ever since then, there has only been one case in which a group of people adopted a certain ideology, which solidified them so tightly that they became a new nation. That ideology was Abraham's ideology of mercy and love of others, and the nation he and his descendants formed was the Israeli nation. Abraham's ideology was not only to unite and love one another, but to spread that unity to the entire world. Abraham had even tried to do this in his own homeland, Babylon, but he did not succeed. Nevertheless, the onus remains with his successors, the Jewish people. Accordingly, when Moses received the Jewish law called Torah, whose primary principle is love your neighbor as yourself, it was only after the nation united as one man with one heart. Immediately after, the nascent nation was tasked with being a light unto nations, to spread the newly established unity the world over. Since then, all our leaders have followed the motto of unity and the obligation to spread it. King Solomon mused that hate stirs strife, and love will cover all crimes, Prof. 10:12. The Book of Zohar declared, Ahemo, that when the friends, the disciples of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, unite after overcoming mutual hatred, they bring peace to the world. The Talmud, Yevamot 63a, writes, no calamity comes to the world but for Israel, and the Midrash, Bereshit Rabbah, 66, states about the people of Israel, this nation, world peace dwells within it. The book Sefatimer writes, the truth is that everything depends on the children of Israel. As they correct themselves, all creations follow them. And when reflecting on the world's woes, Rav Kook stated about our people, Aha Kodesh, lights of sanctity, since we were ruined by unfounded hatred and the world was ruined with us, we will be rebuilt by unfounded love, and the world will be rebuilt with us. Especially now, in these volatile days, we must rise above our division, reignite our brotherhood, and open the valve so love and unity may flow throughout the world. Michael Leitman, on Quora, are there ecological limits to economic growth? The question is inapplicable because even before we achieve a certain techno-ecological limit of development, humanity will destroy itself in a third world war. It is impossible to reach the limit of technical development, because we evoke much greater problems with our thoughts and our incorrect attitudes toward each other. This is why there is no ecological limit to economic development. In general, the ecological problem is not caused by our technical or technological development, but only by the development of the ego and its inherent evil. This is why the only possible salvation here is for us all to understand that we belong to a single body, to a single global system, that we are interconnected and interdependent, and thus we are obligated to take care of each other. As soon as we understand that we belong to a single system, one organism, at that very moment, all of our problems will be over with. We will then experience nature's treatment of us, as positive and wonderful, to the same extent that we treat each other in such a way. The principle is very simple, the worse we treat each other, the worse nature will treat us, and the better we treat each other, the better nature will treat us. Based on a Q&A with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on September 9, 2006. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Is the coronavirus with us, forever? In the news, BBC.com, coronavirus will be with us, forever. Sage scientist warns Sir Mark Walport said people would need to be vaccinated at regular intervals. His comments come after the head of the World Health Organization, WHO, said he hoped the pandemic would be over within 2 years, as the Spanish flu had taken 2 years to overcome. Sir Mark said denser populations and travel meant the virus spread easily. He also said the world population was now much larger than in 1918. Speaking to BBC Radio 4's Today programme, Sir Mark said that, in order to control the pandemic, global vaccination would be required, but coronavirus would not be a disease like smallpox which could be eradicated by vaccination. This is a virus that is going to be with us, forever in some form or another, and almost certainly will require repeated vaccinations, he said. Sir Mark said, we know that less than 1 in 5 people around the country have been infected, so 80% of the population are still susceptible to this virus. It is this terrible balance between trying to minimize the harm to people from the infection and protecting people, whilst keeping society going. My response: there are still many mutations that should manifest themselves in humanity. Question: should we just accept it? Answer: no. We have to accept this with a condition. This is happening because we are separated. If we were connected, the virus would not have penetrated us. This is how you need to understand what the connection between the two is. Comment: some experts have noted that humanity is too divided by national and political barriers to effectively combat the coronavirus. My response: that is regarding fighting the virus. And I am talking in general. Before fighting the virus, the virus would not have appeared. Many, many negative qualities, sores, and diseases of humanity would not have manifested if we were interconnected. If we approached the structure of Adam, it would have healed us, if we were coming close to this state. But we are only moving away from it. Coming closer to the structure of Adam means the connection of humanity until reaching the condition love your neighbor as yourself. And then, humanity will be completely healthy and above all problems, including the matter of death. Question: does this mean that from above it is probably also understood that humanity cannot unite and we must be pushed toward this? Answer: nature teaches us this way. That is, if it is time for us to rise in our development to connection and reveal the new world in our unity, then the implementation of this unity is called love your neighbor as yourself every time, up to that state. Now we are in a period when we must attain one of these states, these degrees, and realize it in a good connection with each other. But we do not realize it and fall into the opposite state. This pandemic, that war, something else, anything that we can only imagine. Question: with this pressure, will we be guided to the upper intelligence? Answer: of course. We are being educated. We have stocked up lots of various good skills to make the world kind and comfortable for everyone, destroy barriers, make humanity more connected, be kind to each other, etc. There are means in technology, in science, in everything, but we do not implement them well. Question: in other words, we have prepared good means to connect peacefully and without much difficulty, but we do not want to use these means? Answer: yes. And so, everything will happen the other way around. Question: therefore, all the means will not be needed at all? Answer: the means will be needed to make war. I see the future of humanity as dark and gloomy. People will believe in such nonsense, worship gods, gods that they have invented. People will only wish each other evil, and such evil is worse than death. Question: do you now want people to hear this and shudder? Answer: why would I be talking otherwise? So that it somehow influences people for the better. In general, the state of the world, of course, is very, very gloomy. Question: well, how can we convey this good, kind reality to humanity? Answer: by shouting as much as possible at all crossroads and proclaiming at all corners the only possible salvation. We should not fold our hands and sit, bang our heads against the wall or on the floor and say, it will only be bad, only bad. We have to work. And our work is very simple, it is in explaining, in educating. This is what we should be doing. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Lateman, June 24, 2021. Kabbalah and Family Rules. Question: how are responsibilities distributed between a man and a woman in terms of spiritual growth? Answer: they are not. What kind of interaction can there be between male and female parts? Mutual complementing. As between everyone. Why distinguish between male and female parts? This relates to the animate level of existence, which we have already passed. Kabbalah makes a very clear distinction between animalistic and human relationships. There is no room for love between a man and a woman. There is only rational existence for creating a family, procreation, as well as food and necessary existence in our world. Question: does it mean that in Kabbalah there are no family rules such as, a man should do this in order to get to heaven and a woman should do that? Answer: there is absolutely no difference. Each one in accordance with their nature must reach complete correct interaction with everyone. From Kab TV's video conference. When the waters of Jordan came down. Question: when crossing to the land of Israel, the priests were the first to enter the waters of the Jordan. They waited until the entire army had passed, and then came out themselves. Only then did the waters of the Jordan go their own way. What does this mean? Answer: the point of crossing the Jordan followed the example of the Red Sea. Just as the Red Sea parted after the Jews left Egypt, so it was here. After each person and everyone together wished to rise above their egoism, above using it for themselves, renounced it, and switched to the side of Bina, the properties of bestowal, reciprocity, and unification, nothing more was needed. Therefore, the waters of the Jordan closed behind them, as the waters of the Red Sea once did, and a clear border appeared again between all the lands and the land of Israel. Comment: interestingly, in Egypt, the Jews were chased by the army of Pharaoh, and here they are crossing in order to work. My response: there are no longer those who would persecute them, because after 40 years of wandering in the desert they have freed themselves from all desires that could prevent them from passing through the Jordan. Freedom from egoism was their main work. But later on, other problems were in store for them. From Kab TV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, July 5, 2021. Where does the level of spiritual development begin? Question: is there any connection between the 125 degrees of spiritual ascent mentioned in Kabbalah and chakras? Answer: there is no connection. A transition between phases occurs in a person when from an individual, he becomes integral. In Kabbalah, the first degree of man's spiritual development begins when he receives the power to be above his basic needs and strives to reach bestowal and love for others. When he is naturally incorporated in nature as an integral whole, he begins to treat the other degrees in a minimally consumer-like way. He takes from the still, vegetative, and animate nature only what he needs for a rational, normal existence, without limiting himself, but also without consuming more than what he needs for life. From Kab TV's video conference. Does freedom of choice exist? This is the way we are designed. Those who seem reckless, imprudent, self-sacrificing romantics are actually no more than calculating people, for whom the past manifests as the present so obviously that they are ready to accept anguish unusual for others, which we take as a heroic feat, Baal HaSulam, the freedom. Question: does it follow that there are no heroic acts? Answer: no, for people there is no other way out. Cowardly acts or heroic acts are programmed and expressed from a person's essence and do not belong to himself. They belong only to the system of governance. Question: are people led by either pleasure or pain? Even when a person is about to die? Answer: suppose you were a gladiator who shouts to Caesar when he is about to die, "We who are about to die salute you." Everything depends on the calculation. But in fact, even in this case our body makes a conscious or subconscious calculation. Psychologists know that each man's priorities may be changed so that a coward will turn into a hero. The future may be so elevated in man's eyes that he will agree to any kind of destitution for the sake of it. From this it follows that there is no difference between man and animals, and if so, free and intelligent choice doesn't exist. Of course not. If we exist in nature, in which pleasure is the goal, then the only choice is in the choice of the form of pleasure. And we confuse this with the concept of freedom. From Kab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, May 12, 2019. The combination of the properties of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. There is love, brotherhood, and truth in the Torah. Abraham loved Isaac. Isaac loved Abraham, and they were embraced. And they both gripped Jacob with love and brotherhood and were giving their spirits in one another. The Book of Zohar. We are not talking about people, but about the internal properties of a person. Abraham is the property of giving, Isaac is the property of receiving. Jacob combines these two properties into a third property. The properties of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are the fundamental properties of everyone's soul, so they are called forefathers. And the Torah speaks of how to use them correctly. The friends should be like them and not blemish them, for if love is lacking in them they will blemish their value above, that is, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, which are Haggat. If we try to perform actions of mutual bestowal and love and to correctly connect with each other in our properties in the right, left, and middle lines in everyone's soul, then we will come to a state when Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will really unite in us, in the right combination, and will form a soul that is correctly tuned to the perception of the upper light. Then the upper light will be revealed in us. Question: how can we harm these great forces? Answer: Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are forces that exist in nature. We do not harm them. How can you harm the law of universal gravitation? You can only harm yourself when you use it incorrectly. From Cab TV's The Power of the Book of Zohar number 21. Which thought is more powerful? Question: can we influence other people by our thoughts, and which thought is more powerful, our individual thought or group thought? Answer: an individual thought actually has no power compared to group thought that is really fulfilled. If you are connected to each other correctly, you will be able to implement every common thought that is aimed correctly and in the best way toward the goal of creation. If you engage in another thought, however, it will still lead you to the goal of creation, but on a different side road. All of humanity is moving toward one goal, but in alternate ways, along rocky roads, and therefore, humanity reaches its main mission, the attainment of the goal of creation, slowly and badly. There is a goal toward which we can advance directly, but our mind is distracted by side goals. If we gather into 110, however, and aim ourselves to the right goal, we will constantly move forward, and all the other attributes, desires, and circumstances will be resolved by themselves. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, April 14, 2019.